one of the things that we're doing is we teamed up with a lot of the buildings downtown to light up Lime Green, just to get dialogue started about this special week. One of the things that we're looking at is how cool it is that our week fall in the month of breast cancer awareness. And one of the things we looked at was the diagnosis of someone being, you know, hit with breast cancer and how that can affect not only themselves but their family and their community. So what we want to do is do some things this week to give back to some cool foundation that's doing some really good things like cancer care. Our people, man, the, you know, Bears doing some awesome things in the cancer arena. You know, now it's what you do in that frustration. What do you do when you're angry? You know, those are the things. Do you blow up? Do you be a distraction in the locker room? Are you a cancer? Or do you communicate the right way? You know, and there's some things, you know, I still fail at, you know, like the first few weeks, Coach Trestman calls it a palms up guy. You know, I'm coming off the side, I'm like, man, what's going on? It's been three drives, you know. So I go to Coach, I'm like, man, I'm sorry, I won't be a palms up guy. I'll work on that. And I've gotten better, you know, so it's a process. But, you know, I'm human and, you know, I'm still proud of the track that we're on as a team and my role on it. You know what, man, just to be honest with you, it's any given Sunday. It's tough. But this is my kind of game. You know, if they're going to double me, they'll double me. That's fine. You know, we'll go to our other guys. But, you know, if they're not, man, they're going to have to pay, you know, so. That's where I'm at, confident. You know, they want to put one guy out there. That's why I get paid.
Are you surprised they're an 0-5 team right now?
Yes, yeah. You know, I mean, the Giants, they're always, like, kind of shaky on the border a little bit. Then they turn it on in November and December. So I'm not surprised that they have a little turn. They have I'm not surprised, if we're talking about the Giants having turmoil. But to be 0-5, that's big news, you know. In a selfish way, now we want to talk about selfish in the eye. That's the reason why I wanted him, you know, down in Florida with me. You know, last year you look at some of the things that teams were able to do with us. You know, you look at the statistics, you know, 40% of our passing game came to me or through me. Alshon was banged up. Earl was banged up with a hand a little bit. So we really didn't have any guy, a stable guy on the other side or at the tight end position to really help. So Alshon, you know, the only thing with him was just his body, you know, the maturity of his body, you know, getting him strong, you know, taking those hits, you know, so he can go for 218 yards and then turn around and play a game in 3-4 days. So Alshon put in the work, and he's definitely getting a reward right now. You know, like I said a few days ago, when it's all said and done, he's going to be the best wide receiver to ever come through Bears, you know, statistically, you know, so he has a great opportunity, and if that's something I wish I had, and you know, I wish I was mature like he, is now. When I first came in the NFL, you know, and I was a Bronco for life. You know, I'm so excited to be a Bear. It's a great opportunity, but you want to leave a legacy behind. You know, you don't want to burn any bridges, and so I'm proud to see him on the right track. Yeah, we communicate a lot, and that's one thing I really like about Alshon is, like, we'll sit there on the sideline and draw up plays for each other. You know, like, Alshon, you know, he's so cool, man, because he'll sit there and he'll be like, man, what are they playing on you? And I'm like, well, this is what they're doing. He's like, okay, well, if I do this, you do that. And I'll look at him like, bro, we can't draw stuff up in the dirt. Because last year they got on me where we were playing Minnesota last year, and I'm like, okay, let's take me and Alshon, put us on the same side. I'll run down the seam. Alshon run down the sideline. Pump me, throw it to Alshon, or pump Alshon. They got to pick their poison, you know. So they got on me. They ripped me every day since, like, you know, since that game, you know, through OTAs and camp. Earl, Alshon, all those guys. So it was pretty cool to get him back when he was drawing up plays in the dirt, you know. But we communicate a lot about what's going on. And we definitely talked throughout the week about, you know, tendencies of the cornerbacks and, you know, the defense we're facing. Yeah, but, you know, like I said, yeah, it's awesome to see it. Like, I smile. There was one play where I was at the three, run down the middle of the field in the red zone. Three guys are on me. I'm like, yes, that's pretty cool. That's respect. But at the same time, you know, the NFL, and this is where the truth thing come in at, it's what have you done for me lately business. It's about production, you know. And that's not, I'm not saying that it's about me. It's about, you know, our offense, you know. I think we're around like 16 right now, you know. I think we have potential to be better, you know, and I just want to be a part of it. You know, I think I have the abilities, you know, for us to be efficient offense. And, you know, it frustrates me when I see that we can be better, you know, when we can win. We have some guys, man, Father Time is not all of our sides. I mean, I'm year eight. So I'm trying to win right now. I think we're still figuring out, you know, and that's part of the process. You know, that's something, you know, I'm understanding. You know, it's a new offense, new scheme, you know, new people. So, you know, we're figuring all that out, you know. And I think I'm confident that we'll get it done.